Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Just to recap what we did last week. Last week we did about the interrogative particle, about Hal and Hamza, and that both of them are there to ask questions, to interrogate, and both are particles. And we explained about the slight difference of Hal and Ah, where Ah is more general and Hal is more of a, it is not as general as Ah. So you couldn't use Hal in all the places where you could use Ah. And we gave a couple of examples where if you were to bring it in front of a noun and after the noun there was a verb, then you won't be able to do it. So if you said Azaydun Qama, that would be incorrect. Whereas if you were to use Azaydun Qama, then that will be correct. So that was one of the examples where Hal would not be used in that format and Ah will be allowed. So again, it was all written last week, so please refer to the video, and there is also a photo shot of, is it the photo shot, isn't it?
Yeah, picture.
Of the previous, yeah. Just, there's benches there, if you want to grab a bench and, or you want to sit there, feel free where you want to sit. There's, well, yeah, there's a space there, inshallah. So that's what we explained last week. That these are two interrogative particles, and they are normally asked to, you can be animate or inanimate, whichever. And also, Ah is more general and Hal is more specific. And an example I gave where if there is a verb after a noun, then Hal won't be used, but Ah will be used. Then we went on to Ma. Ma is also used for to interrogate, to ask, but it is rather to ask about inanimate, meaning non-human or other than human being. Any other objects you want to question about, you will use Ma. Whereas Man will be used if it's animate, meaning if it's regarding human beings. So we did that. Now we're going into page number 12, which is lines and shapes. So these are the different shapes that you are probably aware of, but the names of those different shapes are given here. So as you can see, a square is called murabba, and murabba means square, means a shape which has four same size, equal size, yeah. And the circle, a circle is called daira, and Urdu you call it daira as well. And a triangle is called muthallath, means has three sides, and mustatil means a long rectangle. So that's the difference between the square and the square is called murabba and a rectangle is called mustatil. And a diamond is called mu'ayyan, hilal, a crescent. So a full moon is not called a hilal, okay, remember that. But a portion of the moon is called the first, when the moon is born, right, that's when. Najma is a star, qalb, heart, baydawi, oval, musaddas, hexagon, muqa'abun, cube, pyramid, haramun, sphere, kurawiyun, cylinder, ustuwana, it's in the shape of a cylinder, it's also the name of a pillar. So if you want to say a pillar in Arabic, you say ustuwana. That's why if you go into Medina, you see Ustuwana, Hannana, Ustuwana, this, the different pillars, what Prophet ﷺ did on those pillars. So if you do come across, you'll know that. Mawshur, a prism. Maqroot, a cone. Khattun Muta'arrijun, a wavy line. Khat is line. Again, those who are familiar with Urdu, they will know that you say khat, a line, doesn't it? And we say in Urdu, the shakal, shape, and the plural is ashkal. So these are all words that many people are familiar with. Khattun mustaqim. Mustaqim means straight. Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. Give us guidance to the straight path. So mustaqim means straight. Khat means line. Ye khat sida hai. Khat is an Urdu word. Khatun mustaqim, straight line. Khatun munhanin means a curve. Lawlabun means a spiral. Now what we are going to touch is about which means or. When you want to ask, you're not particular sure of a certain thing, so you want to know if it is it either one of these, you would use in that situation. So is one of the two words used in Arabic to mean or. It is used when offering a choice between two options. So if you want to ask about any of the two options, then you will use هل هذا مثلث أم قلب أم قلب? Is this a triangle or a heart? Then you say هذا قلب, or you can say نعم هذا قلب. Yes, this is a heart. You can say just هذا قلب. You can say نعم هذا قلب. Second example again. هل هذه نجمة أو دا أم دائرة? Is this a circle or a star? So, as you can see, that this what is that? It's a najm, isn't it? So, لا هذه نجمة. You can say that, or you can just say هذه نجمة. No, this is a star, or you can say this is a star. Okay, these are the two examples that are given. I want you to do the full exercise number 11 now, following those examples. So if you can do that now in the next 10 minutes, please.
Do you have to answer la or
not? You can if you want to. So if you want to say, is this a ruler or a pipe?
Yes.
This is a pipe.
No.
You can say naam. Or you can say this is a pipe. Or if you say, is this a pen? Or is this a pipe or a pen? You say, no, it is a... So which way you can say? You can say both. As you can see, the example they gave, the translation is wrong. Don't know why. Because Najma means a star. So it should have been, is this a star or a circle? They did the opposite. Yeah? Maybe they have to write to the publisher. Get your act right.
Do you know when you were reading the shapes? You're saying, you know, murabba, and then
murabba,
and then da'ira.
Huh.
But on some of them, you pronounce the whole word. So you said things like, kurawi.
Mm-hmm.
So when do you pronounce?
No, I just the thing is, you had a choice here.
Yeah. Okay, so can you pronounce the whole thing?
Yeah, you can pronounce the whole thing, but it's a matter of, I was just doing waqf, stopping there. So if you want to stop there, then obviously if you stop on a round ta, the ta disappears, becomes taha. Yeah, that's what it is. And also bear in mind that hadha is for masculine and hadhi is for feminine. Yes.
Actually, we've got to conjugate with which of the two nouns for the first one, the second one. If it's one male and one female, we have to use which one we have to use.
It's the first one.
What do you mean?
There's one female noun and then one male noun.
Yes, obviously there's going to be two sentences. So you're going to be whichever noun it is, you're going to use the demonstrative pronoun which is related to that. So, for example, as you can see, in number one, if I just give it to you, it's talking about makhrut. So makhrut is a masculine noun.
So this is the first one.
So you use hadha, yes.
So it's only matters for
it's only for the first one.
Only
right?
For the first one. That the gender of the second one doesn't matter.
So it does matter.
No, but
when you say
hadha,
it's because the...
Yeah. Because obviously you're pointing out to this.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're pointing out to this.
Feminine.
Yeah, so whichever you're pointing out to, the word that you are pointing out to is that gender of that word. Yes, you're right.
So you said, because my question is,
yeah, go on, I know,
It's the one you point to, is that the first one or second one? It's only the one that you point to.
It's the one you're pointing out in the sentence. The one you're pointing out, like in the first example, that hadha muthallath. So muthallath, you're pointing at muthallath. So because of that, you're pointing at muthallath in the sentence, okay? Although in reality, maybe something else. But because muthallath, the word is masculine, you would use masculine. I don't know if you've picked out, right at the beginning, it said, is one of the two words used in Arabic. What does that mean? There's also another word that you can use for or. I mean, there's two Arabic words. And the other one is aw, which also means or. Aw. It's come in the Quran so many times. Aw amara bit taqwa. So, are we done?
Yes.
Only one yep.
No.
Yep. No. Okay. Brothers, there's so much to do. Okay. Brothers, can we start or?
Yes.
I've got two so far now. Yes?
Yeah.
Okay. If I can start from my side. Zubair, if you can do the first one, please.
Hal hadha makhrutun am haramun? Hadha makhrutun.
Hadha?
Makhrutun.
Yep. Number two.
Hal hadha muqabun?
مكعب
مكعب أم مشهور هذا
موشور
موشور
هذا أم موشور ها
هذا مشهور
موشور نمبر 3
هل هذا خط منحن أم خط متأرق
ها خط
خطم متأرّه
متعرّج
متعرّج نعم هذا خطم
So you won't say na'am then, will you? We say la. It depends on what you say first, isn't it?
But the curve is first, isn't
it? Yeah. Yes. If the curve is first in your question, in your sentence,
so then the answer
would be no. Yeah.
Okay.
And if it's the last thing on your sentence, then the answer would be yes. It's like that one.
I got it the other way around.
Yeah. Like it's like saying, is the first question, هل هذا مثلث أم قلب? Is this a triangle or a heart? Yes, this is a heart.
Oh, okay.
Understand?
Yeah.
Well, if that one, like, هل هذه نجمة أم دائرة? Is this a star or a triangle? Oh, sorry, a circle. No, this is a star. You're negating the last thing what they're saying. Or you're affirming what the last thing they're saying. So if you was to if it's the affirmative, then you say na'am. If it's the negative, you say la. So if I was to say, like, is this a pen or a book? Yes, this is a book. Yes, this is a book. But if I was to say, is this a book or a pen? No, this is a book. You understand? So it was based on the last thing what they said.
So then, is la.
You can say the other way. If you really wanted to, but it's good.
But you need to say yes or no.
You don't need to say yes or no. You don't need to say yes or no. If you wanted to,
keep it simple.
Yeah, you don't need to, but you can. Okay, next one.
هل هذا بيداويون أم مسدسون؟ هذا مسدسون.
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 Number 5.
هل هذا لولب أم هلال؟ هذا لولب.
Number 6. Hashim.
هل هذا أسطوانة؟
You're gonna say هذا or you're gonna say هذه?
Sorry, هل هذه? هل هذه أسطوانة أم دائرة؟ هذه دائرة.
No. Number 7.
هل هذا مربعون؟ مستطيل.
مستطيل.
هذا مربع.
Yes, very good. Next one.
هل هذا معين أم مثلث؟ هذا مثلث.
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 Okay, number 1.
هل هذا مخروط؟
مخروط.
مخروط. هذا
أم هرم؟
أم هرم.
Answer. هذا
هرم.
Number 2.
هل هذا
مخروط؟
Which one?
First one. هذا مخروط.
Yeah, هذا مخروط. That's the answer. What did he say?
هرم.
Oh, هرم. Okay. Yes. Number 3 or 2, is it? Number 2.
هل هذا مقرب؟
ها؟ هل هذا؟
هل هذا؟
ها؟
مكعب
مكعب
أم موسر
أم say have a go
أو مسور
yeah, we're not using أو now, we're using أم at the moment although أو gives the same meaning we're using أم أم موسور أم أم yeah, the أم there موسور
موسور
answer
هذا موسور
okay, next one, number three very good. Does anybody want to do one? No? Okay, mashallah. So there you are. You got a little flavor of how to use am. Okay. And remember, they said one of the two words. The other word they use is aw. Although, aw. Alif and then a waw. Alif with a fatha on top. Waw with a sukun on it. Where is my pen? Did I leave my pen outside? Oh, this is how you write. Oh. Okay? I live in a waw. Oh. That's more resemblant to or. Oh, yes? You can. Well, the thing is, you can have Hamza, you don't have to have Hamza. But Hamza normally comes with an alif. The reason why is that Hamza is sometimes carried by an alif, sometimes carried by a waw, sometimes carried by ya. Or sometimes written independently. It's just a way of writing. Okay, next page. Thalika and tilka. Thalika and tilka, again, just like hadha, a demonstrative pronoun, but the difference between this demonstrative pronoun is, and the one that we're going to do now is that the first one that we discussed, which is hadha, is for something which we want to point to something which is close by, and if it's something which is not close but further away, then we would use dhalika or tilka. So as you can see, the meaning is that is. So if you want to use it for masculine form, is dhalika. And if it's for feminine form, it is tilka. And if you just look at it, it says, make sure you learn the correct spelling, meaning that when you pronounce it dhalika, but without writing the alif. So although they wrote fatha, it is really a long fatha on tawhid, fatha on tawhid, meaning the mad. So I don't know why they wrote like that, but it's normally written long. Understand? So dhalika. So dhalika is pronounced as if it were written with an alif. So pronunciation is like that, but written without the alif, but with a long fatha on top of dhal. So this is called demonstrative pronoun. And hadha, hadhi, which we just done, is also called demonstrative pronoun. But the difference is that if you want to point to something which is close, you will use hadha. Like hadha kitabun, this is a book. And wa tilka sa'atun, and that is a clock. So to me, that is far. So I won't use hadha. What would I use? Dhalika or tilka. And if it's close, I will use hadha and hadhi. So both are demonstrative pronouns. In Arabic, when we want to say that is, followed by a noun, the word we use for that is will change depending on whether the noun is masculine or feminine. Dhalika is used for a masculine noun, e.g. Dhalika hilalun, that is a crescent. Tilka is used before a feminine noun, e.g. Tilka najmatun, that is a star. So this is a singular demonstrative masculine pronoun, dhalika, and tilka is a singular feminine demonstrative pronoun. The reason why it's a singular is because for dual and plural it's different words. So if it's more than one, you won't use dhalika. You see, you will use something else. And for tilka, will be something else. And if it's plural, it's something else. So it's going to come afterwards. Dhalika is, you would use, like for hadhihi, hadha, it would be hadhani. And hadhihi, hatani. Dhalika, dhanika. And tilka is tanika. And for dhalika is ulaika. And again, for that is ulaika. So these are different words they use. Okay, which we will use. It comes on page, just to put your minds at rest. On page 43. No, am I wrong? That is wrong. See, there, sorry, page 37. So hadha is singular, then for dual is hadhani, and the plural is on page 143. So that's dual and that's plural. And as you can see, for dhalika, dual is dhanika, and for tilka is tanika. And the plural is on page 43. For hadha is ha'ulai, and also for hadhihi. And for dhalika and tilka is ulaika. Yes, so we will do that afterwards, not to worry about it, but I thought I'd just let you know it is coming forward. But so what we are going to be concentrating on is singular masculine demonstrative pronoun, singular feminine demonstrative pronoun. Some more adjectives for you to learn. Adjectives in Arabic, what are they called? We did them. Sifat. What are they called? Sifat. So some more adjectives meaning sifat for you to learn. So for masculine is sari'un, feminine sari'atun. As you can see, they put the tie. What is this ta called? Tie marbuta. Tie marbuta. We did it. Bati'un, masculine, and for feminine is bati'atun. Saminun, saminatun. Nahifun, nahifatun. Mustaqimun, mustaqimatun. Munhanin, munhaniyatun. Wasi'un, wasi'atun. Dayqun, dayyikun, dayyikatun. Murtafi'un, murtafi'atun. Munkhafidun, munkhafidatun. Okay? Alhamdulillah. Yahdikum Allah, yusli balakum. هذا حصان سريع وتلك سلحفات بطيئة. This is a fast horse and that is a slow tortoise. هذا ثعبان سمين وذلك ثعبان نحيف. This is a fat snake and that is a thin snake. These are all examples. Soon you're going to be doing yourself. هذه مسطرة واسعة وتلك مسطرة ضيقة. This is a wide ruler and that is a narrow ruler. Exercise 12. Write a suitable sentence under each picture on the lines provided using the correct forms of this that this is and that is, as well as the correct forms of adjectives. An example has been done for you. This is a short giraffe and that is a tall giraffe. هذه زرافة قصيرة وتلك زرافة طويلة. Okay, so if it's close by, what are we going to use? هذا هذه. And if it's far, ذلك and تلك. Okay, so bear in mind. And again, if it's masculine, هذا, feminine, هذه. Again, if it's far, masculine, ذلك. And if it's feminine, تلك. Bear that in mind and please proceed to your next exercise. We're going to be quick. 10 minutes, brothers. Maximum 10 minutes. We want to do the next page as well. Lion, we've done in the previous pages. If we go to page number 10. Assalamu alaikum. Yes, how are you? Sorry, I forgot to finish. I was just... Yeah. 11:30, yeah? Okay, inshallah. I may be a bit more early, about 11:20. Yeah. Oh, okay, inshallah. Okay, assalamu alaikum. Lion is in page number 10. Ostrich is also in page number 10. The elephant is in page number 11. Butterfly again is on page number 10. The worm is in page number 11. Solde. And window is in page number 5, just make it easy for you. Also on page number 7 is the lock and key. And also the box. And box is on page number 4. Just make it easy for yourself to find it. And plus, if you don't see, the thing is, it's so important to get the pronunciation correct. So if somebody says thamina with a tha, it means very expensive, very valuable. If he says samina, very fat. So if you somebody's daughter named Thamina, very valuable, you call her Samina, you change her name, she's a fat little girl.
It's the name of a person that's Samina anyway.
Yeah, huh? I know.
Maybe Thamina, they pronounce it like Samina, I don't know.
Samina is the name of a person.
Kalbun means heart. If you say Kalbun, you call him a dog.
So what would you say, like, you know, got Diamond,
Mu'ayyan. Mu'ayyan.
Diamond Giza.
Diamond Giza.
Just saying Mu'ayyan Rajulun?
You can if you wanted to.
Nobody's wife's called Sabina.
Huh?
Nobody's wife's called Sabina. That's probably my
Arabic.
Samina with Tha means valuable.
Samina.
Right. And Samina
actually, the name is with a Sa. Not
Tha.
With a Seen, sorry. Seen, not the Sa. Samina is spelled with a Seen.
So
it's valuable. Ostrich.
Now, thigh is valuable.
With thigh means valuable. And we're seeing the Samina here, it means fat.
Oh, does it really? Oh, right, okay.
There's another one which means which a person who likes to talk.
So there won't be a word for open then. Kuflun will be fine. It says here this is an open lock.
Yeah, open. Open is a word for open.
Because when we did the open door, it says babun muftuhan.
Yes, open means muftuh. Muftuh means open.
Okay.
So هذا مغلق مفتوح. Well, in this case, yes, this هذا. Told you the answer. Police are very, very good, clever in taking answers out. Everyone's finished? Come on, 10 minutes is gone.
No other 10 minutes.
These are very common words. Mustaqim, wasi'a, dayika, all these words. If you know these words, these 100 or 200 words, we start speaking Arabic.
Common for you.
No, but inshallah, once you go along, it's like,
yeah.
I can remember my daughter, she used to come back from school. These are the common words teachers used to give them. And they come in every single sentence. These are sari', muftuh, na'am, la.
Come on,
you're going to the best of schools now. I think. I don't think we're gonna get through this. I can see it coming.
everybody or just
I'll start with you from the last one then.
I've got it done.
I think I've got a flu coming up. My head is spinning.
What's closed? Sorry.
Mughlaq. Ah, come on, you're supposed to be looking for them. If I tell you, then you haven't looked. Place where you find maftuh, you'll find closed there as well.
No, I didn't.
Huh?
I didn't find.
Okay, page 6. How's that then?
Alright.
Page 6. In that box.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it's there. Wherever there's going to be open, there's going to be closed. They're going to have the both opposites of each other together. It depends which one you use. There's two words for window.
I'm using shabakun.
Shabakun and nafidhatun. So if you use nafidha, then remember it's feminine. If you use shabakun, it's muslim.
Right, okay. I'm going to go to the
box is
the cube then,
because
I haven't seen.
Nice there. Oh, I'm gonna have to get my stick out.
Page 4.
Yep.
Oh yeah, I'm looking at the pictures,
isn't it? I haven't said it, it was on page 4.
Huh?
I mentioned it, it's on page 4. It's good to know, some students are listening.
Actually, I missed it.
Oh, compliment without due. Are you ready? Okay. Let's start with the number 2.
هذه نعامة سريعة. وتلك فيل.
فيل.
وتلك فيل قتيل.
Okay, is feel masculine or feminine?
Oh, it's masculine.
So why do you use tilka?
Because I wrote it wrong.
So can you correct it, please?
Sariyatun come first, though, if you need fast.
Huh?
Because I've wrote down hazihi sariyatun na'amatun.
Na'amatun, no. Adjective always comes after. You did the English style, the fast man, so adjective first. And in Arabic,
the noun comes first,
then the adjective comes.
Oh,
understand. And I said 10 things have to match, isn't it? Between the noun and the sifat. The mawsuf and the sifat. The word that's been described. Can anybody tell me some anomaly? Anomaly in with number two, with the example number two.
Anomaly?
Yeah, something.
Yeah, because the elephant is closer and the ostrich is.
Yeah, but they got the ostrich first. Another mistake.
I didn't look at that.
See, we have some brothers who are clued on. So they've done the opposite. But anyhow, the main thing is to get the translation done. So what is it? This is a fast ostrich. Hadhihi. What do you say? Na'amat sari'atun. And wadhalika.
Wadhalika fi
bati'un. Okay, number three.
Hadhihi dudatun tawilatun. Wa tilka dudatun qasiratun.
Very good. Number four.
Hadha kuflun maftuhun. Wadhalika miftahun tawil.
Very good. Number five.
Hadha asadun saminun.
No.
Wadhalika asadun nakhifun.
Very good. Number six.
Hadhihi farashatun kabirun. Tilka.
Okay. So now repeat again the question, the answer. Remember, 10 things have to be together. Okay, brother, can I buy some up? Number 7.
I haven't done 7 and 8.
You haven't done number 7 and 8?
Yeah.
Okay, let's start from there, then you can write it. Number 7.
Number 7.
Hadha babun maftuhun, wadhalika shubakun mughlaqun. Number 8, brother. You have done as well. Have you done number 8?
I'm just doing that now. Hadha sundukun kabirun, wadhalika sundukun.
Okay. Can you do number 2 then? Have you done number 2?
Yeah.
Do number 2, please. Na'amatun. Page number 10. Na'amatun. Hadhihi na'amatun.
Sari'atun.
Fast. Sari'a.
Sari'atun. Wa dhalika. Qaylun.
Qaylun. Bati'un, yes. Okay, if you do number 3, please.
Number 3. Haza tawilatun dubatun.
Remember, dudatun, what is it? Masculine or feminine? Dudatun, is it masculine or feminine?
Feminine.
So should you use hadha or should you use hadhihi?
Hadha.
Hadhihi. So now correct now. Hadhihi.
Hadhihi. Tabi. Latun.
No. You always say the noun and then you say the sifat, the adjective. So hadhihi dudatun. Tawilatun. And the next one. Now, dudatun is what? Muzakkar or muannas? Masculine or feminine? Dudatun. Does it have a ta? Ta is ta'nis at the end. So is it feminine or masculine?
Feminine.
So, should you use dhalika or tilka? تلك سرية تلك وتلك short but you could use the noun first وتلك دودة short قصيرة but number four وذلك و and means و وذلك very good for the Shazad number 5 So now you've got the bit of hang of Zalika and Tilka to use. I'm not going to touch this now because you need a good 20 minutes to explain all that. So if I can ask everybody, please, next week, go onto the website, download this page. It's not going to be there because by the time next week, somebody's going to rub it off.
We can write it now, right?
You can if you want to, you can write it now. In the next one, Salah's in 5 minutes. If you need to do wudu, you need to do wudu. Or, what you can do is taking the picture, it's on the website, just download it from the website and bring it with you. Or you can write it now. If you got wudu, and you can go, you can write it now. It's up to you.
So, lesson finished.
Lesson is unfortunately finished.
Intuitive nouns, right?
Huh?
Ism al
Isharati. Ism al Isharati. Alam. Ism al Alam. And the second one is Ism al Dhamir. Third one is Ism al Ishara. Fourth one is Ism al Mawsool. Number 5 al Munada. Number 6 al Mu'arraf bil Lam. Number 7 al Mudafu ila Ma'rifa.
Mansur, I just said it was. Jubei, it might be worth bringing photocopies of this because if you're going to spend 20 minutes, we might want to make notes of it.
Yeah, obviously you're going to have to make notes of it.
Because I've written it down, but if you see, because obviously you're seeing you writing down on my
because each one's going to need a good, and these are going to be a good explanation.
Yeah.
Basically, just go to the website and download it. Okay?
And print it off.
Yeah, just print it off. And if somebody can, bring 3-4 copies just in case somebody just has a book or copy. So, yeah?
I think we should task Jubair with that.